This is Dr. Love, better known as Tom Davis. And I'm here with Cliff, what's your last name?
Albright.
Albright, Cliff Albright, I forgot. You know, say senior citizenism. Can you tell us a little bit about your organization and what you do?
Yeah, so our organization is Black Voters Matter Fund. What we do is we're a power-building organization. We don't just do elections or just a specific engagement, but we do power building, incorporating a range of strategies, which means, you know, getting people to supporting protests, like what's taking place in the streets in cities all across the country, or helping groups that are trying to organize attendance at a city council meeting, or, you know, supporting youth groups that are trying to raise awareness around young voters, around how to build power and things that young folks can do to get involved. We support a range of activities and a range of types of organizations, and we provide, you know, resources, both in the form of tools and technology and networking and sometimes even financial, so that folks that are closest to the problem can help us to get to the answers that we need and be credible messengers as we're trying to involve more people in this process of building power in our communities. And so we believe that, you know, if we can, we focus on two things. We always talk about love and we talk about power. We believe if we can spread enough of the first, then we can build up a whole lot of the second.
Now, this is a very active time for you, right?
Yeah, that would be an understatement. I mean, you know, we always say there's no such thing as an off year for us. So 2019 was a busy time for us. 2017 was a busy time for us. In fact, our first really big national election was in one of these so-called off years when they had that special race for Alabama Senate between Doug Jones and Roy Moore. That's when we really first kind of burst on the national scene. And even though they thought that Black voters weren't going to come out, you know, we helped mobilize voters and support local groups, and Black folks came out in record numbers and literally shocked the country. And so every year is an on year for us. With 2020, and in particular this moment that we're in and these last 60 days that we're facing, and days like today when we got the Black National Convention taking place, we have a lot going on and a lot of partners that we're working with. And so it's exciting to be a part of, like, literally making history during a time like this.
Now, what is the status of the Black vote?
Well, I mean, there's lots of ways to answer that question, right? You know, on the one hand, the Black vote is under attack, right? You know, we're based here in Georgia. We were out on Election Day back in June when they had the Election Day, and we had those long lines in a bunch of counties, including right here in Fulton County. And, you know, my own son had to stand in line for 6 hours, and as did many voters, right? You know, thousands, hundreds of thousands of voters had long waits like that. And so, you know, we're under attack both in terms of voter suppression, in terms of our health, you know, being forced to go vote in the midst of this coronavirus pandemic. So in those senses, we're under attack. But, you know, but the flip side is that the Black vote is also very energized. You know, in spite of all that, in spite of what we saw in Georgia, in spite of the voter suppression and coronavirus in Kentucky, in spite of, you know, the same things in Michigan, Wisconsin, all these states where we do some of our work, what we've seen in all these states is literally record turnout. We've seen Black folks come out in huge numbers in spite of coronavirus, in spite of voter suppression, surpassing all kinds of numbers, previous numbers, not just from 2016, but even going back to the Obama elections of 2012 and 2008. And so we're obviously very, very energized right now. And so you've got these opposing forces of, like, all these obstacles that are in our way, but also going up against, you know, our hopes and dreams and our faith and our organizing. And so far, our organizing and our hopes and faith has been winning out in terms of turnout, and we're just going to do everything we can to keep that going between now and November 3rd and beyond.
Well, that's good. How would people get involved with your organization?
Just a couple of ways. You can text us. We always tell people to text us. We Matter, one word, We Matter, to 797979. Again, that's We Matter, one word, to 797979. That'll get you connected to us. It'll send you a couple of links that you can fill out. You can also go to our social media. We're very active on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Black Voters MTR, Black Voters MTR on all three. And you can connect with us and you can get updates and you can see our photos and videos of our bus in action. We call it the Blackest Bus in America that we've taken to like 15 states over the past year and a half. So you can connect with us that way and see those updates. And you can get involved if you are with a group, whether it's a neighborhood association, an NAACP chapter, a church, you know, whatever it is. If you've got some kind of group that wants to get involved, you can connect with us at any one of those mechanisms. We're going to be doing caravans between now and November 3rd, rolling to the polls, caravans to the courthouse, trying to get people to register, to return their ballots in person rather than using the mail. So we're going to have a lot going on between now and then. So check us out.
Well, that's great, Cliff. I'm glad to have met you, and I'm certain that our audience would be really happy to hear some of that information. So, we'll be talking more as the voting season progresses.
All right, we're looking forward to it. Thank you.
All right, thank you.